Evil has bubbled to the surface in the town of Moonlight Cove, California. Some residents have inexplicably changed, driven by their baser instincts, incapable of self-control. During the daylight hours, the town returns to a relatively normal state, but each night, the horror begins again.
Alternately keening, panting like dogs, hissing and snarling, her attackers loosed frantic bursts of words as they grabbed at her. Get her! Get her! Get her! Get! Want it! Want it! Now! No! Quick! Now! Quick! They were pulling at her sweatpants, trying to strip her, but she wasn't sure if they wanted to rape or devour her. Perhaps neither. What they wanted was, in fact, beyond her comprehension. She just knew they were overcome by some tremendously powerful urge, for the chilly air was as thick with their need as with fog and darkness.
Those who have not changed live in terror. That is, until they are slaughtered in the night. Harry, confined to a wheelchair by his handicap, has watched the madness unfold through the lens of his telescope. He has seen the strange creatures loping the empty streets and watched as dozens of bodies are carted into the city morgue, only to find that neither seemed to be explained in the daily paper. His only hope may be FBI agent Sam Brooker, who arrives in town to find it gripped in fear. The streets are strangely empty, and those with whom he does meet are bizarre and guarded. What devilish secret could they be hiding?
Try the damn lock and move on, Sam thought irritably. He was feeling more foolish by the second and was on the verge of confronting the kid. He could pop out of the garage as if he were a jack-in-the-box, probably scare the hell out of the punk, and send him screaming into the night. Then he heard a voice on the other side of the door, inches from him, and although he did not know what in God's name he was hearing, he knew at once that he had been wise to trust to instinct, wise to go to ground and hide. The voice was thin, raspy, utterly chilling, and the urgent cadences of the speech were those of a frenzied psychotic or a junkie long overdue for a fix. He seemed to be talking to himself and was perhaps unconscious of speaking, as a man in a fever might babble deliriously.
Dean Kuntz's supernatural thriller brings non-stop tension to every listening moment. You will be held in gripping suspense for the entire 15 hours of unabridged recording, available on 13 compact discs, 10 cassettes, or one MP3 CD from Brilliance Audio. Remember to lock your doors and windows before you begin midnight. You'll be glad you did.